Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Stay with us as we bring honor and glory to Jesus, our Savior, Deliverer, and Healer.
And welcome to the Healing Light Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ken Burrow. That song we just heard, that's by a friend of mine, Nicole Willard. Now, that's something she just recorded. It's not professionally done, but she has such a beautiful voice. I love using her song for our intro. Today, we have I will consider her a very special guest. I haven't had much time to talk to her at all, but we have with us Apostle Dr. Teresa Sharp. Dr. Teresa is affectionately known as Apostle Teresa. She is the founder and CEO of Trees of Righteousness and Torah School of Ministry based in West Winchester, Virginia, founded on Isaiah 61:3. I'm trying to make full sentences this morning, people. Right now it's one word at a time. I might be up to a paragraph before the show's over. You never know. Anyhow, I want to welcome a woman who walks in signs, miracles, and wonders. My kind of people. I love signs, miracles, and wonders. I'm blessed to be able to walk in some of that myself. So, good morning, Teresa. Excuse me.
Good morning.
Apostle. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm healthy, happy, terrific, can't complain. In any way, shape, matter, or form, bless going in, bless going out. Thanks for asking. We haven't really spoke, but one of the things that you and I did agree on is, you know, sharing the things that God is doing today as far as signs, miracles, and wonders go. I see a lot of healings. I've seen well over 400 miracles in less than a year. So tell me, what kind of things are you seeing? What kind of things are you experiencing?
Well, you know, everywhere we go, we can see miracles if we want to see them. But we're seeing a lot of miracles and restorations in people's walk with God. I've seen probably so many miracles in the natural body that sometimes I just say, God, only you could do this. But we recently did some classes on coming out of captivity, and I'm just watching people's lives change. And
amen.
So, I think one of the most exciting miracles that I experienced was when we was in Nicaragua a few years back. And, you know, you give a prophetic word, you don't really think about it when you give the word, you're just going about your business.
Right.
And so we were in the airport, and one of the ladies said, we got to hurry up and get back to the church. And I'm like, why? And she said, because you gave a prophetic word that oil would come out of the altar. And I'm like, I don't remember. But anyway, when I got home just a few hours later, I got a message, and they said the oil was running out of the altar. And it
feels
running out of the altar. And I'm like,
wow.
Lord Jesus, we don't know what is going on. But, you know, I'm watching people just phenomenally get a miracle in a lot of different ways. I'm seeing people's limbs healed. Their hearts repaired. And God is in this business, and we are in a perfect time right now for the miracles to take place.
I agree
and
with
so,
you because I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I agree with you because, you know, the Bible tells us in the last days that he was going to pour his spirit out on all flesh, and I believe that's what's happening right now. He is pouring his spirit out on all flesh. Oh, my goodness, I'm just getting anointed. I think we're heading in the right direction, Sister Teresa.
Come on.
He is pouring his spirit out on all flesh. And I mean, I am very thankful and blessed that he has used me as a vessel, but my goodness, it's going on all over the place. I have a friend 10 miles from me. He's seeing the same kind of miracles I'm seeing. Blind eyes open, deaf ears hearing.
Come on.
People getting healed instantly. And it's even in this past year, I thought it was incredible to see all these miracles happen. But even in the past couple of months, he's even changed the way he's doing things. I can't tell you, Teresa, how many times I have called somebody who's requested prayer. And before they answer the phone, God is already there healing them. They get healed without me even praying for them. That is amazing to me. Just absolutely amazing. Okay, go ahead and continue what you were saying. I didn't mean to interrupt you, sweetie.
No, that's good. Excuse me. And see, you know, everybody's focused on this coronavirus, which I know it's bad. But come on, let's look at the miracles that's taking place in this. And so we have to realize God is not caught on surprise. And if he said that he's given us power to heal all diseases, why are we not seeing greater things? And, you know, we prayed for this little girl. A gentleman came to service one night, and he was just crying and crying. And I'll be honest with you, he kind of got on my nerves because he cried the whole service. And I'm thinking, what is his problem? But long story short, he had a little baby that was just born a couple weeks prior to that, and they were going to have to operate because her hip was out of socket. And so he gave me her little T-shirt and said, would you take and pray over this? And I said, certainly. So I just wrapped it around my arm while I was ministering. And they brought the baby the following week, and I said, is this the same baby? And they said, yes. When they went to do surgery, she coughed, and they said, we can't do the surgery. God's got a plan and a setup. And so I said, can I pray for her? When he handed me the baby and I started praying, I felt and I could hear her bones just popping and cracking. And that little hip went back in place, and they never had to have surgery. Listen, I'm telling you, God is in the miracle working business. We have to believe. It's not up to us to do the miracle. It's up to us to be obedient and let his anointing flow through us. And I love what you said. Sometimes all people have to do is call and say pray, and instantly it happens. And
yeah.
I believe that we're right in our where we are ready, and the world is ripe for revival.
Come on.
And
now,
in that, I believe that, I believe with all that is within me, from what the Lord has spoken, that this is a prelude to revival coming in. And in this revival, we're going to see some of the greatest miracles that has ever happened. Yeah, we've had the people they called faith healers in the past, but God said, I'm raising up a new breed. And I believe all we're going to have to do is walk just like Peter. Walk in their presence, and the healings are manifested because of the glory of God. And when this happens, we're going to see mass revival.
I agree with you.
I am absolutely
on the same page that you are, Apostle. Absolutely the same page. I believe what you said is absolute truth. God is about, I call it show and tell. God is about to do a major show and tell where people, you know, one of the things I've noticed, I just met you, but you're on the same page. I talk to apostles and prophets across the country, and all of them are on the same page that you and I are on. We're all hearing the same thing, which tells me if he's telling his anointed servants across the country who don't know each other, they're all saying the same thing, I believe it's about to happen, because otherwise he wouldn't be telling everybody the same thing. Amen? So I believe without a doubt that this show and tell is going to happen. And people go, well, what do you mean by show and tell? Well, we walk in, we show the power of God. Well, God will show the power of God. We're just vessels. But he will show his power, and then we get to tell them why. Show them, tell them. It's the same thing Jesus did. He'd go in, heal a bunch of people, then he'd talk about the kingdom of God. And that's what we're supposed to do in these last days, because the harvest is truly great. My prayer is for revival. I pray it every day. My prayer is, God, send us the lost. Send us those who need a touch from you. Because it's hard to deny the supernatural power of God when it happens right before your eyes. Now, you and I, we're a little spoiled. We see a lot of miracles.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told my wife one day, I said, you know, we're spoiled because we see all these miracles. But there's people out there who have never seen a miracle, ever. Never been around one, don't know what to do with it if they did. And those are the people that God is not only calling the lost in these last days, he's also trying to get those who believe in him to reconcile themselves and get into an intimate personal relationship with him. Because that's what is necessary for your walk with God. You need to know him intimately. You need to be talking to him constantly. Paul said, pray not without ceasing. You know? Of course, that's easier said than done. But what I tell people all the time, as long as you've got God foremost in your thoughts, as long as he's preeminent, you can't help but pray all day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. People make it a drudgery. Well, I gotta pray. No, you don't have to come with some long Elizabethan prayer. All you gotta do is say in the name of Jesus, and boom, the miracle happens.
That's
the manifestations. And I believe that, you know, these signs shall follow them that believe. Come on, the true believers are going to be known because the signs and the wonders are going to follow them. We're going to begin to see things happen that are super phenomenal. I believe the angels are going to start showing up in a greater measure. Well, they've been there, but our eyes are going to be able to see. And in that, there is going to come those fire angels, the healing angels, or whatever is needed for that power. And I believe it's time that we walk. If Jesus said we would do greater things, why are we still sitting on the first base and never getting off of that, or sitting on the bench and never even getting in the game and utilizing the giftings that he's given us? And this is an hour for us to arise. and take what he has given us and take it to the nations. You know, not just here. America needs revival. And
yes.
I'm just saying, you look at, I mean, come on. We have such an instant society, you know, you get a headache, you go to the doctor. Well, you know, other countries don't do that. They believe that God's going to fix it. And here's another miracle. Let me tell you this one.
Okay.
In that same old church that had the oil running out of it, we were there for a meeting. This lady had 10 major diseases, and the doctor said, we can do nothing else for you. And her face was so covered with some type of fungus, something, they didn't even know what it was, that you couldn't even recognize her. The pastor's wife took the oil off the altar, put it on her forehead, and she took off screaming and yelling, I'm on fire. Let me tell
Praise
you what,
Jesus.
She came back in the church. She was totally healed. The doctors didn't know what happened, didn't even know what to say to her. Let me tell you, these are the kinds that can be healed. I believe people that's got heart conditions that need a heart, God's going to give them a new heart. Come on, this is where we are at. We have to believe that God is going to do these things.
I am already seeing that.
Yeah.
I am already seeing that. I had a very good friend of mine in North Carolina, stage 4 cancer. He's healed. Not a problem. You mentioned that oil. I went to the North Georgia Revival in Dawsonville, Georgia, on May 5th last year. God sent me there. God made sure I got there and everything was taken care of. And I was expecting a lot, Apostle. I really was. I was expecting, you know, goosebumps on top of my goosebumps. I'd gone there for two reasons. Number one, the oil was there. Number two, because of the baptistry that, you know, Pastor Todd had an open vision of fire going across that baptistry. And I've actually got pictures of fire coming down and hitting his church. It's amazing what's going on there. But anyhow, I went there with great expectations. I figured I would, you know, goosebumps on my goosebumps. I would have, you know, I'd get slain in the spirit. I start rolling down the aisle and knock people over like bowling pins. I figured God was going to do something really amazing for me. I really was expecting it. And you know what I got when I got there? I got a bottle of that oil and I got wet. That's all that happened. But the next day, my life changed. You know,
come on.
The very first person I prayed for was a woman who had a stroke with the evidence of the stroke. I prayed for her, and within 30 minutes, all evidence of the stroke was gone. Absolutely gone.
Amen.
And since then, it's about a little over 400 miracles now that I've seen. But one thing, the oil, you mentioned the oil, she put it on that woman's face. God sent me to this little church. I'll remember it like forever. I happened to drive by it one day. It's a, you know, a storefront church. And I didn't pay much attention. I was just turning around in the parking lot, headed back a different direction. And about 2 days after that happened, he said, you know that little church you drove through the other day? I said, yeah. He said, go there this morning. I said, okay. And I got there, and there was no cars in the parking lot, one car. And I'm sitting in my vehicle thinking, Lord, what did you send me here for? And he literally said, just be quiet and go inside. I said, okay. So I went in there. There was actually 4 people in that church. And 3 people got a healing that day. But the one that amazed me the most was the pastor's husband was blind. And
Wow. All
I did, the Lord said, put some oil on both eyelids. So I did what I was told. And they said, stand back and watch. I didn't pray for the man. I just stood back and watched. And all of a sudden, he's crying and praying. And 15 minutes later, he finally opened his eyes and said, oh, my God, I can see. Ha! Well, talk about build your faith. He said that when I put the oil on his eyelid, it started burning. And even the tears as they came out of his eyes said it burnt as it was going down his face. And that was about one person saying, be healed in the name of Jesus. God just did it. I even have a
Amen.
Video of it. It's one of the most amazing things I have seen in my years of ministry. But you know what? If you're looking for it, God will amaze you each and every day, because he's always doing something. He's always working. I told a friend of mine the other day, I said, you never know what God is going to do. All you got to do is walk out the day and watch, because he's going to do something. He will.
Amen.
Each and every time. Amen. Anyway, I wanted to share that with you because it's one of my it's one of my favorite miracles. Because, like I said, he couldn't see, and all of a sudden he's counting fingers. I did the old count me fingers thing, and he could see my fingers, and he could. It's amazing to me. But I've also seen God do. I'm kind of old school, Apostle. I used to believe.
Come on.
I used to believe things had to be a certain way. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I thought, we had to call the elders together, anoint them in oil, pray for them, and they will recover. I thought that, there had to be some kind of method to what you do. Well, I'm so wrong about that. There is, God don't need to be put in a box. He's going to do things the way he wants to. Like I said, a lot lately, every time I call somebody that have requested prayers and healing, it happens when they answer the phone.
Amen.
And that amazes me. I don't have to. I mean, there are times I do have to command things to leave people. I command pain to leave all the time. But what happens is he's already, the Bible says he answers before we call. And
yeah.
He's been doing that a lot lately. And how can you not stand in awe of a God who heals before you even ask? It just amazes me. And I'm not saying that lightly. I mean, it absolutely blows my socks off, which means I'm a barefooted preacher this morning.
Come on. I understand that.
Well,
but
I'm sure
have,
you get
have,
amazed by him, don't you?
Pardon me?
I said, I'm pretty
say
sure you get amazed by him also, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He's left me just standing there with my mouth open like, oh, okay. You just did, and I didn't. You go, you'll have meetings, and people will be in line to be prayed for.
Uh-huh.
You don't even get to them before the miracle is manifested. And you're like, okay, we got this, God. You just keep on going. But we have, I'm like, we have programmed God. Okay, I have to do it this way. I have to say it that way. No, you don't. Sometimes all you got to do is just walk in their presence and they're healed. Or you just have to, like that phone call, and they're already healed when they pick up the phone. And so we have got to learn the supernatural realm. And the church has, that's supernatural. That's witchy-twitchy. No, it's not. They just borrowed something that God created in the beginning. And when we literally look for the supernatural signs and wonders, look at Moses and the children of Israel. They were fed manna. Who does that? God is the one, and rock that gave out water and so on and so forth. And I believe we limit God's power by not believing. God will send a sign right in the church. People will reject it. But I'm saying this. I'm saying, God, whatever you want to use to speak to me, speak to me. Whatever you want to use to heal somebody, let it be so. There's been times when God said, clap your hands, and all of a sudden you clap your hands, and they're healed. And you're like, okay, thank you, Jesus. It's in the act of obedience and utilizing what God has given us. But I believe this coming revival, you're going to see so many supernatural things manifest that it's going to make people know that God is the God of wonders.
Yes.
And,
I was just going to agree with you once again. I call it the nameless, faceless revival, because it's not going to be about, the big time guy. It's going to be about the whole body of Christ operating in the power, the supernatural power of God. When people come to the realization, and I had to come to this realization myself too, it has absolutely nothing to do with you as an individual. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ooh, Shabba. Come on.
As the power of the Holy Spirit does it. There was a time when I first started praying for people. I thought that I had to be so such and such. It has nothing to do with me. All I'm doing is being obedient. And obedience is better than sacrifice. If you just obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit, you're going to see things happen. You know, I can talk about a lot of Walmart miracles. I've seen a lot of them. And I'll be honest, there was times God would say, go pray for that guy. And I'd say, okay. And then I'd walk by him five or six times because I was afraid to pray for him. I'm just being honest. I was afraid. I remember one guy in a motorized cart there, and when I finally said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it, because the Lord kept telling me, pray for him. I said, okay. And then I'd walk by, and then he'd say, I told you to pray for him. Okay. And I walked up to this guy, and I was afraid to even approach him, but as soon as I walked up to him, he looked up at me with a big smile on his face, and he said, you're going to pray for me, aren't you? And I said, yes, I am. And the man got healed on the spot. God does it. It doesn't matter how we think about ourselves. It matters how God thinks about you. And all of us are heirs to the kingdom. We are the sons and daughters of the King. And we have all the inherited rights of the King. So we can walk in authority. That changes everything. When you realize it doesn't matter what you are, what matters is what the King is and what he wants done. Am I making sense at all there? Go ahead. I didn't mean to step on you.
No, you're fine. To me, it is what God said. Now, I have to share this because when I first got saved, God called me into the ministry, and I'm like, I thank God you messed up this time. But anyway, there was a lady that was in the service that was deaf, and she came up for prayer, and I'm like, oh, God, you better
just
not make me look bad. And so I went put my hands on her ears, and I shut my eyes so tight because I was afraid. I'm being honest. And when I went to put my hands in her ears, my hands touched each other. And I heard the devil say, ha, look at you now. You done messed up. And so I prayed. When I opened my eyes, she was on the floor under the power of God. And that's why I missed her ears, because when I went to pray, she just automatically went down. She got up. She could hear like she'd never heard even before she went deaf. And I'm like, God, you are so awesome. It's not based on what I think or what I feel.
That's right.
God, it's based on how you do it. And many times things like this have happened. And, you know, I can't, in the 40-some years, I can't even count all the miracles. And, you know, I literally watched God take a man and actually give him a heart. God showed us the number of the heart that was in that parts room in heaven. And I'm like, what? He said, you got to believe in the supernatural. If you're going to live in the heavenly realm, you got to trust me. Well, the gentleman came back to revival, and he said, the doctor said that he'd gotten a new heart. I'm like, okay,
praise
God.
Jesus.
You know what they're doing. So I believe that this nameless, faceless revival is exactly it. It's not about who's ministering. It's about the King of Glory coming in and doing what he has to do. And I don't believe this is going to be a time where man's going to come in and going to mess it up, because too many times in revivals, man have come in and messed it up. But this is going to be a nationwide thing. I believe once the people walk into the sanctuaries or wherever it is on the streets, they're going to get healed. They're coming out of wheelchairs. Come on. I've seen people come out of wheelchairs. I've seen the dead raised. But my thing is, I want to see it in a greater measure.
Same here.
And, I want to see that, where nobody does anything. You just come in, you set the atmosphere, the glory's there, and people began to get healed. Miracles happen. And we are in
that
season. We are in that season. And it excites me. I don't care how bad the government or how bad the news media wants to make it look. Egypt is getting ready to be destroyed in the spirit. And we're going to come out. I believe the Joshuas are rising up now in a greater measure. And so it excites me because we can't, you know, God said to Moses, you limited the Holy One of Israel. We have to take the limits off. Well, you know, they don't have a leg. So what? The same God that created that body can create another leg for them.
That's right.
We need to take the limits off. You know, I've seen legs grow. I've seen arms grow. I've seen fingers grow. There's no limit to what God can do except what I limit him to do. So there's an excitement in the air, and I see signs and wonders and miracles written all over the place. And it's awesome.
A few months back, wasn't that long ago, a friend of mine in Huntsville, Alabama, evangelist Eugene Brown, had invited me up to his tent revival that he was holding up there in the projects. And God had been telling me before I went to that revival that I need to start looking at people through the eyes of Jesus and not through my own eyes. Mm. Much easier Jeez. Said than done. Much easier
yeah.
said than done. But then he did something that made me understand it more than if he hadn't done it, I probably still wouldn't be understanding. But I got to the revival, and there weren't too many people there. It was just a few. The first thing I said to the evangelist is, you never know what God's going to do. And that day ended up being, even though there weren't a lot of people there, that ended up being a very miraculous day. There was this guy walking down the street. I've told this story on the radio before, but I absolutely love telling this story. He's walking down the road. He's talking to himself. He's talking cray-cray. He's limping really bad and cussing like there's no tomorrow. I mean, every other word was taking my Lord's name in vain. And I don't appreciate that much. But God said, be kind.
Right.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be kind. You know, I wanted to tell him to stop that cussing, but God said, be kind. So I didn't tell him to stop cussing. Anyhow, I talked to him for about 15 minutes, and he went off down the road still yelling at the top of his voice. He wanted his $50 back, and he was mad at the world, and he was talking cray-cray, and he just kept on walking down the road. And I went back up to the tent, and about 20 minutes later, here he come back. And I looked at him and said, God tells me you got one leg shorter than the other. He says, I do. I said, sit down. And Apostle, let me tell you, I've seen a lot of legs grow out. Okay, but the difference on this guy was 6 to 7 inches. It was a major, major difference. I'd never seen one that different. And I told him to sit down. And Evangelist Brown and I were both standing there. And I took one drop of that anointing oil and I put it on his forehead. Neither Eugene saw it happen. I didn't see it happen. But when we looked down, his legs were absolutely even. Not one word of prayer. It just happened that quick. We did not see it.
Amen.
And I'm like, glory. Oh, my God, that's awesome. But now here's where the story gets a little better. About 2 weeks later, Eugene's still up there holding these revivals. Eugene calls me and says, hey, guess what? You remember that guy you didn't pray for? I said, yeah, I remember that. How would I ever forget that? He said he came back. He said he was dressed decently. He was in his sound mind. He was praising Jesus, and he come back just to worship God at the place where he had received his miracle. See, Jesus saw the guy 2 weeks later. I saw the guy cursing God. I didn't see this man healed and praising the Lord, but Jesus did. So looking at people through the eyes of Jesus means we must look past our own thoughts. We must look past our own judgments and give God the credit due to him, because he will change a life in a nanosecond.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean,
you
I'm
know,
still
I,
amazed.
I'll never forget when one time we was on, it was cold. It was even starting to snow. And we was on the street corner ministering right across from a bar. And this little gentleman came out. Nobody knew he was a town drunk, so to speak. But when he came over, and he, I mean, you almost got intoxicated from his breath. But we led him to the Lord. And right there, he got a miracle in his body. Listen, you know, people, we, it's like you said, we look at them through our eyes. Well, they don't deserve this. Why would God? Why not? That's what he died for. And
that's
so,
right.
You know, I agree 100%. We got to look beyond what we see.
Yes.
And we have
it's to see
Jesus.
Yes. Whew. You know, you're absolutely correct about that. It's something you have to learn to do. I'm still working on it. I haven't got there yet, but it is something that is always in the back of my mind because of that one gentleman. I'll never forget that as long as I live. And I know I talk about it all the time, but it's worth talking about because it happened. It's true.
Amen.
A life was changed because God said, be kind.
Amen.
Instead of being
Amen.
Judgmental. So if we are
Amen.
Kind instead of being judgmental, you never know what God's going to do. You know? I never know what he's going to do. He surprises me on a daily basis. And I'm just so very thankful. I tell people all the time that Jesus is truly coming back soon. You know, no man
Amen.
Knows the day or the hour. No man knows the day or the hour, but we do know the season. And you can look around this world today and you know the season is coming up on us quicker than we probably could imagine. I don't know if he will come tomorrow. I don't know if he'll come 20 years from now. One thing I do know is he's coming back. Why? Because the word says so. And we are in a time such as this where it is easy to realize he's coming back just because of what he's doing today. What we're talking about, the way he's doing miracles all over the world, each and every day,
yes.
is amazing. I mean, I get testimonies all the time. I have a friend of mine. She isn't even baptized in the Holy Spirit. You know, but she loves Jesus. She loves Jesus. And she's
mm-hmm.
praying for people, and they're getting healed. Which blew another one of my preconcepts out of my mind because I figured you had to have the Holy Spirit for people to heal people, you know, for God to heal people. Oh, wrong again, Ken. God's going to do what God's
yeah.
going to do. Amen?
Funny how, you know, I came up in the era where women weren't supposed to preach, rather, you know, that whole thing. And
yeah.
I finally got to the point and I said, you know what? You're going to need to talk to God because I didn't choose this. And so, you know, thank God it's not as difficult as it once was. But people want to look at things and like, how can God use you? And I'll never forget one time we went to a Feast of Pentecost. And I'm sitting there with my prayer shawl on and this rabbi is sitting behind me. And I had no clue what he was thinking. And so they asked me to get up. And he came to me and told me this. He said, I looked at you and said, what do you have to offer? And then when he saw the glory of God begin to move, he said, I had to repent. But God is going to do things through the people. Yeah, okay, so what? She didn't have baptism of the Holy Spirit, but the gift is there. And it's things like this. I'm telling you, it blows our minds because we think, oh, well, that can't be. About 3 weeks ago, we was in a prayer meeting. A lot of young people there, and a lady that was a quadriplegic was there. And my daughter and I were sitting there just worshiping, and he said, look at her feet. Now, I was just in awe. And I nudged my daughter, and I said, watch her feet. And the one leg was about an inch shorter than the other one. And we literally watched this leg grow out, even with the other one.
Yeah,
I said, God, you're something else. That's all I can say. And so I'm telling you, we're in a season. This is a season. Anybody that wants to be used of God needs to get themselves ready, if they're not ready, and start walking in obedience and begin to take it. Get out of the four walls. Come on. I'm waiting for them to lift the band so we can go back in the hospitals and praying for people.
Yes.
And,
go ahead.
I'm like, no. But until then let's do what we can do with what the ability we have. So in other words, let's meet the people on the street. Social distancing won't stop me up and giving somebody a miracle.
If somebody had asked me 2 years ago that I would be doing international ministry on the internet, on the telephone, I would look at him and went, I don't think so, but that's what I'm doing. And the wonderful thing is, and I want you listeners to pay attention to what I'm saying here, okay? Every believer has a call on their life. Every believer has a gift. You might not have found it yet. You might not have developed it or walked into it yet. But you do have a calling and a gift on you. Why? Because you are a sibling of the King. You belong to God. And the Bible says this straight up. The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. Mm-hmm. The King James Version says, without repentance. But it's irrevocable. God does not change his mind concerning you. You know, I'm not sure if Teresa would agree with this, but I never have been able to wrap my head around why he would call me to do anything, because I definitely haven't been worthy. I definitely have not been what I would consider a person God would call. But I receive his calling. I receive his gifts because I'm at the age right now, I want to run this race, and I want to run it to the end. I want to win. And God wants each and every one of us to win. I do want to take just a moment, and then we're going to get back to our regular programming in just a moment. One thing that I always do on our Blog Talk Radio is, if you're listening today and you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to accept Jesus. It's not a religious thing. It's a relationship thing. You know, and if you have doubts that Jesus is real, I challenge you to ask him to prove it. Ask him to come into your heart. All of us have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us. Yeah, I don't care if you're a preacher, a teacher, or just somebody on the corner. God desires personal relationship with you. Now, I remember when I gave my life to Jesus, my life changed. And then it kept changing. And God wants you to be in heaven with him. So all you really have to do is say this, and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. And I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on that cross, and 3 days later you rose again, and that you're still alive, and I believe I need you. Ask him into your heart today, and I promise you this, the moment you say, Jesus, come into my heart, and you mean it sincerely, he's going to come into your heart, and you will know without a doubt that he is the living Son of God. So the invitation is there. You don't have to be at church to accept Jesus. You don't have to go through no religious rock and roll or anything like that. All you simply have to do is say, I believe, come into my heart, and watch what he will do. All right. I have to do that every program, because if we get one soul to accept Jesus today, then we've done our job. And our job is to talk about Jesus. Yes, we do see miracles, signs, and wonders, and it's getting more and more amazing. I think Apostle said a minute ago that we're going to see much, much more of this, that it's going to be unbelievable. Be part of it. Be part of it. You know? Teresa and I both have been on this world long enough to know, and we've watched prophecy come true right before our very eyes over the years. And it is awesome to be part of it. You know what I'm saying, sister?
Amen. 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 you know, I don't want to miss out on anything. I want to be right smack dab in the middle of what God's doing. And
amen.
So, you know, call me greedy if you want, but I don't think it's that. It's just I don't want to miss anything, and I want to fulfill what he's called me to do. And we have to be ready, instant in season and out of season, knowing that God can use us. That's the key right there, knowing God can use us. And, you know, I'm like you. I've watched God use people that I thought, what? You know, you just talk to yourself. But it didn't stop God from doing the miracle. So,
that's right.
There's an excitement in the air. There is. And,
I've seen people come to Christ that in my own personal thinking, I thought would never happen. You know, just because of the character of the person, I just never thought they would turn to Jesus. And yet they have, and now they're living a complete different life. They're completely changed because of the love of the Father for us through Jesus Christ. It is an absolutely amazing and wonderful time to be alive. Yes, the world is, excuse my language, going to hell in a handbasket while everybody else sits home and watches TV. But the point of the matter is you don't have to stay home and watch TV. You can be part of what God is doing simply. And it's not difficult. I do it every morning. No. I raise my hands. I say, good morning. I volunteer. Whatever you want to put in front of me today, Lord, I volunteer to do it. And you can do the same thing. Just raise your hand and say, I volunteer. And then just walk out your day. Somebody asked me once, Apostle, how do you get a ministry? I said, it's pretty simple. It really is. You get up in the morning, thank God for getting up, volunteer to do whatever he wants for the day, walk out the day, at the end of the night, thank him for the day, go to sleep. Next day, repeat that process. Next day, repeat that process. And before you know it, you have a full-blown ministry. Because the more you do for him, the more he will give you to do. Amen?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, here's the thing. There might even be somebody that's listening that needs a miracle. It's there.
Yeah.
The miracle is there. You know, you don't always have to have people to lay hands on you. You just got to be in that atmosphere. And I believe the atmosphere is set that whatever it is, it doesn't have to be a miracle in your body. It could be a miracle in your finances. It could be a miracle in your family. So we don't limit God. Don't limit God.
Amen.
So
I had a miracle back in 2011. I was tired. I went upstairs to lay down. I was watching Ted Shuttlesworth Sr. on my laptop. And I was just about to fall asleep. Oh, Lord, I'm so tired. And he starts praying. He was praying for somebody's hearing. Now, I admit my hearing was getting pretty bad because what my wife said to me and what I thought she said to me was a lot of times two different things, which could cause a little conflict. But the point of the matter is I lay down and he started praying for this man. And he said, when I pray, your ears are going to pop. And as he prayed, my ears went pow. And all of a sudden, I could hear things I hadn't heard in a long, long time. It instantly healed. Not expected whatsoever. By the way, I wasn't tired after that either. I got up, started doing chores around the yard because I was just excited. I can hear again. Thank you, Jesus. You know, he also healed my eyes. Not in a church service. He just did it. We cannot put God in a box because God is, he loves us. He doesn't want us to be in pain. He doesn't want us to be sick. I tell people all the time in Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, I call that the perfect prayer. It says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no pain in heaven. There's no hearing loss in heaven. There's no blind eyes in heaven. There's no worry in heaven. There's no stress in heaven.
Come on. Come on.
So it is his will for us to walk in divine health. It is his will that our hearing be good, our sight be good. All we have to do is believe him. It's pretty simple.
That's it.
You know, it requires, I mean, he's healed me without us. I used to say to people, well, you know, everything requires a step of faith. But I'm wrong about that, too. It doesn't require a step of faith. It just requires you being willing to receive what God wants to give you. You have to be willing to believe that he is a supernatural God who loves you so much that he does want you healed. You know, and Psalms 107, verse 20, it says, he sent his word to heal us and to prevent us from our destruction. In the book of John, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. First time I put those two things together, Apostle, I had an epiphany. And the epiphany was, well, he sent Jesus to heal us. That's why he sent us. He said, I sent my Word. And the Word was in, was there in the beginning. This was a plan of his before the foundations of the earth were set into place. He wants us healed. Bottom line.
Amen.
You know, I'm started preaching. I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't mean to do that to you. We're, oh, my goodness.
Oh,
we're
fine,
running out
fine.
Of time. I'm having fun.
We're doing. Glory to God.
I love talking about Jesus. I love talking about his miracles. I love that he does it on, at least in my personal ministry, I see it almost on a daily basis, more on a daily basis than not. You know, there's a couple times I don't see something, but that doesn't matter. All we have to do is be willing to serve the King.
That's it. That's it. And, you know, whew, I'm telling you, we're in Passover. And I believe there's going to be something so phenomenal happen within the next week of Passover that is literally going to shake the earth. I in the spirit realm, there is something so phenomenal that I'm in anticipation, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? But I know it's going to happen. And so I'm excited. I'm excited.
Me too. Ooh,
my. Yeah, I don't want to get wound up and start preaching either. trouble.
I'd let you do that, but I probably wouldn't be giving you the wouldn't be proper because we only got six and a half minutes left in the show. This time went by real fast, and I know preachers normally preachers can't preach in 6.5 minutes. However, there was one time I was at this thing called, you know, Believers in Fellowship, and the preacher there were two people that were supposed to speak that night. One preacher before me, and then it was my turn. Well, he put his wife up there, and she went on for a half hour talking about how good Jesus did. Then he preached, and by the time it was over, I had approximately 5 minutes to speak. So I gave the shortest sermon of my lifetime. I walked up to the podium. I said, we only got a few minutes. Here's my sermon. God is good, devil's bad. Any questions?
Been there, done that. But you can say a lot in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you can. You know, well, I want to thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning.
You.
We do have a caller online. I'd like to give them an opportunity. If they want to say something, they can. Don't hang up. I'm just going to say, you know, the last four digits of your phone number. If you have anything you'd like to say, feel free to do it. If you don't worry about it. We're not concerned about that. So, 8862, you got any comments this morning? Okay, one more chance. Well, God bless you. We do appreciate you being on the line this morning. Thank you so very, very much. So we got 5 minutes left. Share what's on your heart before we have to go. Would you do that for us?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just let me pray. I feel like somebody But anyway, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you're the healer. You're Daddy God, and you can do above and beyond anything we can ask or think. And Lord, those individuals that stand in need and say, I don't even know if I believe in miracles, Lord, provide them. Grant them a miracle by your power,
yes,
because
Lord,
your stripes are taken for that. And Lord, I just release the supernatural healing power, delivering power upon the people. And God, I even say today, hallelujah, that, Lord, somebody's finances need a miracle. Just we minister to that right now. And, Father, we thank you for those people,
yes, Lord,
that are willing to say, Lord, use me. I might not be your normal run-of-the-mill person, but, God, I want to be used. And so use each and every individual that you so desire. Father, I thank you for this broadcast today. I thank you for my new brother. And, Father, that you would just begin to move and open up doors for many, 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 many miracles that he will be able to see, triple what he's already seen in this year. And so, Father, we declare and we decree supernatural blessings, supernatural miracles and healings in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're in a season. We are in a great season. Woo-hoo.
Absolutely agree with you 100%. And I say amen to your prayer. I receive the blessing that you just spoke. Thank you so very, very much.
Amen.
You know, I really want you to come back and do another show with me. I also think I also have a YouTube channel and finally got all the software and stuff put together. I would love to have you do an interview on the YouTube channel, too. We can do that over Zoom or Messenger or Skype. The anointing as you were speaking, the anointing as you were praying was pretty strong. And the Bible says that we know each other by the fruits of the Spirit. We know each other by the Spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, here's an apostle on the same page as all the other apostles and prophets that I talked to across the country. We're all seeing the same thing. Faceless, nameless revival that's going to burn like a fire across this nation. And no one will be able to deny that Jesus Christ is King and Lord, because of what he's about to do is going to blow everything out of the water. It's going to make Azusa Street look like a little corner church in the country. It's going to be so man, I just got anointed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise you, God. I praise you, God. Thank you. Get excited, people. Get involved, people. Serve the King, because he is truly coming. Oh my goodness. I get hit with that anointing and I sometimes just lose my train of thought. That's okay. Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to talk about the one who deserves the glory and honor, and that is Jesus Christ, our King, our Savior, our Master, our Healer.
Yes.
Oh, so awesome to serve the living Son of God. So awesome. Well, folks, thank you so very much. We're down to about just a few seconds left here. I'm going to ask you to come back. I pray that you will.
Amen.
I really enjoyed having you here. And I think we can expound even more on some of the things that we discussed. It's amazing how an hour can fly by just like that. But this hour did fly by. But, you know, it's that way, too. You know, when we're up, you get a chance to stand up and preach. Before you know it, time is gone. Well, I am running out of time, so I must say goodbye. Thank you, folks, for joining us here on the Healing Light Channel. Be blessed and be a blessing. We'll be back next week. God bless you. I'm looking for my little... There it is. Bye-bye. Be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. To donate, go to the Healing Light Radio Show on Facebook, where you will find a link to donate. Thanks for listening. Be blessed and be a blessing.